السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat. Allah grant you good health. Allah accept the khidmat of deen. And Allah Ta'ala take Markaz Sahaba from strength to strength. The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala instill the beautiful sunnat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan. And the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak auspicious day of Jumu'ah Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And it is the 24th of Zulqa'dah in South Africa and few other countries. And majority of the countries and places, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Europe, America. It is the 25th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Mubarak personality, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the verses we will concentrate on today are verses 25 and 26. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlighted the importance of joining the family ties. And when we sever the family ties, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Those are the people Allah curses them and deprives them of their special mercy. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ spiritually blind. You speak about the worldly careers and pursuits and money, they understand everything. You speak about deen and Islam, so then they will say, we don't understand, it's not logical. They will look for every excuse. So, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Don't they wonder, ponder, reflect in the noble Qur'an? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Or are they locks on their hearts? That no truth is entering and, you know, penetrating the hearts and so forth. So that is the great lesson. We need to do some introspection and soul searching. Which side of the fence are we on? So chapter 47, verses 25-26, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the murtads, the people who are born Muslim or who embrace Islam, and then they denounce Islam and became apostates, aliyazu billah, Allah forbid. And the munafiqeen, those of you going for Hajj, going to Madinah Munawwara, you're already there. So you know nafaq. Nafaq is the tunnel. That's a famous word you should know in Arabic. It's used in the Quran Sharif also. So when you are inside the tunnel, then we can't see you from on top and you can't see us from down. So munafiqeen are like that. Same thing, nafaq, you see. So that we think you are a Muslim, but deep down you have that, you hate Islam and you despise Islam and so forth. So you think that we don't know, and we think that we can't see you, But Allah can see everybody, everything. So therefore, these are the birds of feather flocking together. Both the spats to Jahannam, remember that, unless they make tawbah and repent. So that's a different situation. Hence all, might Allah say, chapter 47, verse 25. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. Verily, those people who became murtad. So murtad, definition will be the person is sane, is mature, and then he was born a Muslim, or remember he embraced Islam, and then he or she denounced Islam, became an apostate. So what is the punishment in Islam for such people? So the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the saying of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Man baddala deenahu faqtuluh. People who change their religion from Islam to anybody, anything else, for them is the death penalty. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, the death penalty will be applicable for male and female. Male is understood, everybody agrees on that. When female, the hadith of Marwan mentioned in Daraqutni. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is on one side, and he says the death penalty will be applicable for the male only. For the women, they will be incarcerated in prison, hatta tamut or tatub, until she dies, or until, you must remember, she repents and so forth. In this day and this age, we will pass the fatwa on majority scholars, remember, to close the door of irtidad, and they must know there will be the death penalty for male and female. So we need to be very clear on these issues. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ. Those people who turn on their heels and they became murtad, they joined some other cult in faith and religion. مِنْ بَعْدِ. After it became مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. It became apparent and manifest to them the guidance, the nur. Every rakat, every salat this morning, you woke up to hajjud time, insha'Allah. And thereafter, that you, oh, you're going to read Fajr Salat now, Sunnats at home, and the first Salat in the masjid. You, the women, will read your Salat, Sunnat, and first at home. So, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us, lead us, show us the straight path, Ya Rabbal Alameen, O Allah Jalla Wala. So, hidayat, grant us guidance. But that's an incomplete translation. So, what is the real meaning? Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. That nur, that radiance, that effulgence which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of our heart. Kay yumayyiza bayna al-haqqi wal-batil. So that that person, the recipient of this nur and radiance and effulgence, can draw a dichotomy, distinction between haqq and batil, what is the truth and what is falsehood. So that is what we are asking. Our vehicles, we have park lights, we have dim lights, we have bright lights, we have intelligent lights, we have fog lights. Just look at one vehicle, how many lights it has. But remember that it's increasing. So that is the challenge we have to take up. That every minute, every moment, we should be increasing our iman, our hidayat, our nur. And then we will know, istafti qalbak, istafti nafsak, wa in aftaka al-nas, wa in aftaka al-muftun. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Then you ask your conscience, you ask your inner recesses of your heart. Aapka zameer qabool nahi karenge. Your heart and your conscience will not accept it. That halal logo and that Sharia compliant and all these type of issues, remember that. Because now the heart is saturated with the nur and radiance and effulgence and so forth. But when the heart is also corrupted, corroded, rusted, then it accepts everything. So that is the meaning of this hadith. Ask your conscience, ask your heart. Although some muftis and some people maybe give fatwa and verdict of permissibility, but you must ask your inner recesses of your heart and your conscience. So after it became manifest and clear to them, what is hidayat and the nur and the radiance and effulgence? So what happened? How come this person was on the haqq and then on truth, and then he just somersaulted and joined the batil and falsehood? How the kuffar Shias work? How the Christians work? They will give you money. They will give you bribery. They will give you a lady also, make muta with her. Give her a quickie for 1 hour and so forth. The haramis do that all the time in Iran and Iraq and South Africa also is happening. So you must remember that people go join the Shias and then giving muta. Khomeini la'anatullahi alayhi says in his book which I have, Tawdihul Masail. So there he says you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. So you see, aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko tabah kar diya. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Women and money have destroyed this ummah. Understand this thing. So why do these people somersault? Lahumul hudash shaitanu. Lahumul hudash shaitanu. So the shaitan, you see, he is the one. Shaitana. Shaitana means to take you far away from the path of Almighty Allah. So after this guidance, so hudash shaitanu, the shaitan came to them. Sawwala lahum, ay zayyana lahum. You see how Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, when his sons came and said that you know Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, that you know that the wolf had killed him and so forth. He said, sawwalat lakum anfusukum, that your souls and your nafs and your ego and your desires have adorned all this beautified. I know you are lying, you see that. For sabrun jameel, I will exercise the beautiful patience. I will only complain to Almighty Allah and not the public and humanity. So hudash shaitan usawwala lahum, so the Satan, Lucifer, shaitan came in human form and in jinn form. Shayateen al-insi wal-jinni yuhi ba'duhum ila ba'din zukhruf al-qawli ghurura. You get Satan, Lucifer and his children in human form. Today is Jumu'ah. They will give wonderful speeches and lectures, but they will compromise on the truth. They can't speak the truth. They can't say publicly the Shia, the Kufar. They can't say MBS of Saudi and MBZ of Emirates is haram, you understand, and Murtad and Kafirin and Munafiqeen, because there are interests involved. I have to go for my 10th Hajj and 20th Hajj. I have to go, you must remember, for Umrah. I have to go via Emirates Airlines. So therefore we compromise the truth all the time. You see that? So shaitan usawwala lahum, he beautifies and adorns their deeds and their speech and actions. Wa amla lahum, and shaitan gives them that respite. What do you mean shaitan gives them the respite? He promises them the false promises. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. You're still young, enjoy yourself. Have girlfriends, have boyfriends, get busy with the gays, get busy with the lesbians. Yesterday I was listening to BBC. They said in some country that the lesbians, so now they adopted a child and so forth. So they went to court. Now what's going to happen? So the judge said, the honorable judge, inverted commas for honorable, that both of them must be registered as the mother. And in another place, they said, no, one will be the mother, the other one will be the ghost parent. These are the haramis. These are the shaitans. These are the Western satanic culture. And today's Muslim, 80-90% love following these haramis and shaitans. Remember that. So, wa amla lahum, he will give you that false respite. You're still young, you're going to live a long life. Enjoy yourself, eat, drink whatever you want to. Mingle, associate with who you want to. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُوا الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. The kuffar, they eat and drink whatever they want to, consume what they want to, they enjoy. You see, sleep with this one, sleep with this one. They behave like animals, and the fire is their resting place, the Quran Kareem states. So that is the meaning of that. Sawwala lahum wa amla lahum, both refers to shaitan. Dhalika, why does people become murtad and so forth? Bi annahum qalu, because these murtads and apostates, they said, لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُ, that to those people who dislike and despise, مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ, what Almighty Allah revealed gradually piecemeal. So one side and the murtaddeen, the munah, and these people who are apostates, and they're speaking to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who only pay lip service to Islam. And what they say, لِلَّذِينَ كَرِهُ, to those who dislike and despise what Almighty Allah has revealed, مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ سَنُطِيعُكُمْ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَمْرِ, that we will obey you in certain issues, certain matters. So the murtadeen, the apostates, tell the hypocrites, we will be with you on certain issues. We all are brothers in crime, you see. Wallahu ya'alamu israrahum, and Almighty Allah knows all their inner secrets. Therefore, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, and therefore, Allama Nawawi, rahimahullah, in Riyadu Salihin, and therefore, Allama Tabrizi, in Mishkatul Masabi, these are the giants. If you haven't done these works, you're not a scholar. You must do Riyadu Salihin, you must do Mishkatul Masabi, you must do Bukhari Sharif. These are the masters of Hadith. They all brought about innamal a'malu binniyat in the very starting of their great, great magnum opus and their great works. Why, O teacher, O student, O lecturer, whatever you want to call yourself, check your niyat. What is your motive? Today, majority scholars in the world, South Africa, Africa and the world, they create the perception, talabul akhirah, that we want the year after. But the aim is not that. The intention has become tainted and polluted. Talabul akhirah. Why? A amalul dunya. And the talabul dunya bi amalil akhirah. So they doing this. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, talabul dunya. The aim is to get more and more of this world. More wealth, more name, fame, all that. But outwardly, they're doing actions of amalul akhirah. Wallahu al-musta'an. Allah alone knows what our intentions are. But sooner or later, Allah Ta'ala then exposes it and humiliates us. Allah mahfazna min. Fallahu khairun hafidhu wa rahmur rahimin. Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, cover all our vices and sins. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Remember that verse lifelong. Wallahu ya'alamu israrahum. Where are you going, my son, this week? Where are you going, my daughter, this weekend? Where are you going in the holidays and long weekends? How many dates have you lined up already? You see, 101 questions we can pose and ask. Remember that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 24th of Zulqadah, 1446 South Africa. Majority of the countries, 25th of Zulqadah. Today is day 595 of the Jutlas, the Haramis, the swines, the pigs, remember, and the dogs and the monkeys. All these words are enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran for the Jews. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah. So our brother, he's not Muslim, Rodriguez or whatever his name, you see, he's born in Chicago. And the Pope also is born to Chicago. And I visited Chicago in 2000, O'Hare Airport, you see. The guy sitting next to me told me it's a windy city. I told him we got a windy city in South Africa also, Port Elizabeth. He said, no, I'm not speaking of the weather. A lot of wheeling, dealing goes on. So remember, you brother, you did a good job. He put away two jutla straight to hell. We have no empathy, sympathy for any jutla associated with Israel. One settler, one bullet. Good job you did. Our brothers Mujahideen Hamas, they put up in one building there a booby trap. And the jutlas went in there. Seven of them fracked and died, mashallah. So nine jutlas yesterday dispatched to hell. We're very happy about it. Wa akhuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. Remember that. A good Jew is a dead Jew. That is our stance. We must be very, very clear. So now 90 days have passed approximately, you see that, almost 3 months. And now no food, no medication, no fuel, nothing coming into Gaza. Now little bird flower came in and the jutlas and the Western media are making a big noise. Some aid is coming in. That aid is a drop in the ocean. So some bakeries are functioning now, but no fuel coming in as yet. And some baby food went in. These are the jutlas. Hitler said I could finish them all, but I left them, so you must know what actions they. We agree with Hitler. Let me make our stance very clear on many issues, not on all issues. What he did was right on many issues. And today they're showing their true colors, the Jutlas. They are the baby killers, the killers of children and women. And they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, you see. So plus minus, they killed and martyred yesterday 100 people in Gaza. That is their target every day. We call it, write it down, ulama and students who don't know Urdu very well, Nasal Kushi. In Urdu you call Nasal Kushi. In English you call genocide. 7 professors who are masters regarding the definition of genocide, they gave an interview to the Dutch newspaper, and each one of them agreed, and there was consensus amongst them, what is occurring, happening now in Gaza will be called the genocide. The Piers Morgan, the Harami, Pakka, Zionists also agreed now. It is a giant genocide, you see that. So Trump blocks the Harvard University to enroll international students. You Harvard University, you're supposed to be one of the oldest universities there, and you're supposed to be one of the most prestigious. Why you don't take him? Take Trump and his administration to court. You should charge him, you should sue him. You must remember he's a madcap. He got 34 charges already against him, where he's found guilty. They call felony. He's a criminal, remember that. And 78 characters, you must remember, 78 million people voted for him. You know, masses are asses. So that's what you see in America and so forth. The Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel will become a pariah state very soon, the way they're getting going on. Trump got his facts wrong regarding South Africa. When he told Cyril that you got murder, killing of farmers, this, that, you know what he did? He went, I know this area very well. He showed him a place there between Newcastle and Normandy. We know Newcastle, Normandy very well. The Surtees farm is there. So you must remember that if you go on that road there. So he showed them that farm there, and he said that, see how many crosses are here, all these are farmers. You see, Trump, you talk a lot of nonsense, you must remember. But you see, our guys also half sleeping, you must remember that. They just want to be, yes, yes. They should have asked him that their genocide is going on in Israel. So what you're talking nonsense about South Africa and so forth and all that. United States, you must remember, cannot pay their debts. Bibi Netanyahu says the murder that happened there in Washington, D.C. Remember that these people, UK and France and Canada, are to blame because they are siding with the baby killers and the rapists. Can you believe that? You are the biggest terrorist, you Harami. You Bibi, Netanyahu, war criminal, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and your cats and Cohen. Whole lot of you should be hanged, according to Islam, in public. That is the punishment that befits you Haramis. So you must remember, that's what he called the Hamas. He said rapists and called them baby killers and so forth. What you doing with our people there in your state, in your jails in Israel, in occupied Palestine and so forth? So it is your policies that has made 80% of the world side with Palestine and anti. You and your Trump can make noise, anti-Semite, anti-Semite. Go to hell with your Holocaust, and holy, go to hell with your anti-Semite. That has become a joke now, you must remember. There was no Holocaust of 6 million, and I'm telling you that now. And what can you do about it? Nothing. And I'm telling you that it's nonsense. You're not even from Palestine. You're not even from Israel. You guys came from Poland and Ukraine and all these places. Go check where they were born and all. All Haramis, these guys, want to come tell us about all this here. Bennett, you know Bennett? I heard his interview many years ago. He said, I killed many Arabs. What's the problem? I killed many Arabs. He admitted to it to Mahdi Hassan. Mahdi Hassan is a Shia, but he cornered him properly. So we say, if the Hamas killed Jews, what's the problem? No problem. You are a legitimate target, you must remember. Gideon Levy writes, you must remember, every one day is a settler. So one settler, one bullet. The Queen of England, the one who died, who Charles, her mother, she said that everyone in Israel is a terrorist or the son of a terrorist, therefore she never visited Israel. You know that is well documented. So we speak with proof. We don't come with emotional arguments. Iran says, hey, America, Trump, listen, if Israel is going to attack our facilities, nuclear facilities, then the puppets will dance. We will clean up all your sites here. You see, all this year, your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, or they didn't spell it out, but it's understood. We will close the Strait of Hormuz. So remember Iran. The Pakka Haramis, remember that. We got no sympathy for them. But where they are right, they are right. They got the right to have a nuclear. If Israel has a right, why Iran doesn't have a right? So 500 Ukraine shot down, their missiles and drones shot down in 2 days by Putin and company. Putin is putting them properly in their place. I like Putin. Anybody, you must remember, attacks America and Israel and the West and NATO and so forth. We will stand with him. So Bibi appoints a new chief, you understand, for the Shin Bet, for the intelligence. So last night they went to his residence and there were big protests there. So he's catching it from all sides, internationally, locally, and he's a cursed nation, and so forth. Saudis, because Haramis, Khainin, Murtaddin, Saudi and France and them say, we are working secretly to disarm Hamas. I'm repeating that, Saudi and France and them say, they're working now to disarm Hamas. Who the hell are you? You are the one, 1.4. Hey, Johnny, stand up, Johnny. You hopeless, khain, munafiq, murtad, kazzab. So Allah has disgraced you in the whole world. Chapter 25, 22, verse number 18. This type of verses are revealed for Johnny and company, remember. When Allah disgraces you, you can be sitting on million, billion, trillion dollars, but you are disgraced everywhere. Nobody will forget about Jamal Khashoggi. Nobody will forget what you did in Yemen. You displaced the yatama and the orphans and killed them in their thousands and so forth. Don't come talk your nonsense. Hamas brought izzat to this ummah. And you, currently Ahle Saud, you brought zillah and disgrace to the ummah. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud. Kama ahlakta Adu wa Samud. You know what is the meaning. Allah disgraced them. 800,000 pilgrims have arrived already, if you read the Arab press and so forth. So in Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, today, you know. Pakistan proposes Saudi Arabia as a neutral venue for bilateral talks with India. Shabazz Sharif said so. But he knows Saudi Arabia will favor them, you see that. So that is not 100% neutral. Heavy rains in India, so they're catching it there. And Australia also. France warns Israel, if this war continues, we will apply sanctions on you. Apply it immediately, Macron, what you're talking nonsense and so forth. North Korea, you see, ching, 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 chong. He was looking at his boats and all that because he wants to send a message to America and South Korea and Japan and all these characters. But the boat that's going, it capsized. I'm sure those guys are responsible. I went right to the border, you know. I went to South Korea. I told that taxi guy, take me out to see at least the border. I can see North Korea. So if you enter there, they put a bullet. First they shoot a bullet, then they'll ask questions. So I'm sure those guys, they'll put them away because they brought big disgrace to him, Chim Ching Chong, you know. South African news, South Africa is protecting the elephants. You must go there to Adu, there in Port Elizabeth. So my brother Hafiz Salim Banju, he's well known, very good reciter of the Noble Quran. He said, come, I take you to Adu, there in Port Elizabeth, you see. So now that lady and people in charge, they looked at me, say, sir, you are the tallest person. Do you mind climbing on an elephant? I say, me, I'm ready. We are never ready battery, you know how it is. So they put me on the highest, biggest elephant and right around one tawaf, you see, because they don't want short guys and all that. Just now the elephant start running, then what will happen? Hati merasati, you know how it is. So we protecting the elephants. Botswana is going to send thousands of elephants to Germany and to the West and so forth. Gaetan McKenzie, he says there's no genocide there. Patriotic Alliance. He sent his chamchas and sidekicks there, like the Democratic Alliance and the ACDP, and they came back and they said there's no apartheid. So he is being slammed, you must remember, for his nonsense and rhetoric against the foreigners. He's one's guy that we need to name him and shame him. 100% pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. UCT students slam poor food and facilities there in the University of Cape Town. They say things are very poor there. Our program for today, you must remember, will be that nikah announcement between 10 and 10:30 with Mona Zahid. All of you, your son, daughter, grandchildren getting married, your friends, somebody getting married, send us just the invite and the announcement. We're not going to come, obviously. A'alinun nikah, hadith in Tirmidhi, announce the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid. Send it now. Junaid Mota is waiting, 084-786-3132. Send a WhatsApp message, 084-786-3132. So then 11:17, the Adhan will go South African time, 12:17 Saudi time. It's before time, you must remember that, but the Hanbalis don't allow it, you see. So anyway, you must remember that is how they will work there. So 11:17 is the proper time. But their first Azan is half an hour before that. So that first Azan is out of time. So that's what I'm speaking about. So Bandar Balila, he gives khutbah, lullaby khutbah. In 10 minutes, 15 minutes, everything finished basically. You see, short he gives. So Bandar Balila, so he will be the one, you must remember, delivering the khutbah, reading the salat day in Makkah Mukarramah today and so forth. We will be in Bertrams, inshallah. Masjid Muqim Salah, inshallah. So Brother Ahmed Abdi will pick me up around 11 o'clock and then we'll come to Bertrams. 12:25 is Azan, 12:35 is lecture, and it will be live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jee Mohsen Kareem, we're ready for you, inshallah.
Isab, my question is that, is Muhammad Sinwar passed on?
So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, regarding Muhammad Sinwar, the Jutlas and them, you see, you must understand one thing. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us more than 1400 years ago, Al Harbu Khud'a, Al Harbu Khad'a. So different ways you can read that word. So war is deception also, psychological warfare, this warfare, propaganda. So we call it iddia in Arabic. You see that? So that is propaganda. The Juttas call it hasbara. So the Juttas are saying that we killed, and we, you see, they're proud about that because Yahya Sinwar decimated them and so forth. So you want to be proud of Yahya Sinwar, one of the leaders of Hamas. So now anybody with the name of Sinwar, so for them it's a big price. So they say he's dead. Hamas say he's not dead. You must remember that. The Hamas latest statement says that he's injured, but he hasn't passed away. So, Wallahu A'lam, in Allah alone knows best what is happening. You know that they don't allow. This is another reason why Israel does not allow international journalists to come in, because of their war crimes and their crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing. And you must remember all these things going on there in Gaza al-Mubarakah.
Mufti Sahab, is there any specific Islamic practices to be done at the time of circumcision for a baby boy? So can a non-Muslim female doctor form the circumcision?
So remember, the question is, there's anything formal to do? So, and can a non-Muslim do the circumcision? If I remember correctly, mine also was done by a non-Muslim. So those days, 70 years ago, Islamically, and there were very few Muslim doctors. So you must just make sure you got a doctor, not a witch doctor. You knock the whole thing off, you understand? So then you won't be able to function in life. You must remember that. So yes, there are certain adabs you must remember. You must get it done as soon as possible. Yom al-Milad, today your handsome son, beautiful grandson, you must remember, handsome grandson is born. So now Adhan in the right ear, Iqama in the left ear, Tahniq for baby girl, also all that. And then today is Friday, so next week Thursday is the seventh day. So it's good to do Khitan. You call it Khitan, Sunnat what you call. Khatna, you see that on the seventh day. It's not a must and so, but it's from the adab and so forth and so on. It's better you get a Muslim male doctor, you understand, to do it. But if not available, then non-Muslim also, Tom, Dick and Harry can do it also. So there's no problem with that. It is permissible. Now you go to a non-Muslim doctor for injection, operation. So yeah, also it's like that. No problem with that.
Kisab, on the same level, Is it necessary for a non-Muslim who reverted to Islam to be circumcised?
Remember that we will encourage that and say, yes, he should do so. So why should he do so? This is known as Sha'airul Islam, one of the symbols of Islam. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, the genius of Medina Munawwara, Imam Udar al-Hijrah, was asked this question. And remember, he was asked more than 30 questions. And he said, La Adri, that when I look one side, the man is baligh, he shouldn't expose his private. On the other side, that this is from the symbols of Islam. So he said that I don't comment really. But remember the fatwa verdict we will pass in this day, this age. Tom, Dick and Harry become Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, they embrace Islam. So they're 20, 30, 40 years old. Should they get circumcised? Yes, they should get circumcised. And that is highly, highly recommended. And you know, Mr. Zuma, Jacob Zuma, we want to make him Yaqub Juma, inshallah, one day, you see. So Zuma says, you see, that if you have an affair and all that, you know, he doesn't know how many children he got. One day they said like that. Anyway, so he said, after you sleep with the lady, you must take a shower. And then you won't get AIDS, you see. They made a big mockery of that Zapiro and all these characters, you see. So in Islam, if you ask these doctors, medical fraternity, even non-Muslims, that when you have the circumcision done, then the chances of all this kind of diseases are reduced. So in Islam, we must do this because remember, it is the sunnat of Anbiya. The first Nabi to get circumcised was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Fattabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifa. Follow the religion of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So therefore we will recommend he must and should get, you must remember, circumcised, even though he's 30, 40, 50 years old.
Mufti Saab, if a girl made nikah and 1 month later got divorced, the marriage was not consummated, does she have to sit for iddat?
100% she must sit for iddat if they slept together, husband and wife were married. Just look at how the zamana we're living in. So they got married, so much hopes, aspirations from both sides. Something went sour and so forth, rows and ructions. And after 1 month, and remember the husband gave her talaq. So if you spend the night together, whatever time together in bed, although the marriage was not consummated, the iddat is compulsory. Even if you did not spend the night together or the day together, but you were in khalwa, you were alone, your husband kissed you, he fondled you, he touched your bosom, this, that, maybe he gave you a tap on the back, you know what I mean? And he gave you a peck on your neck, you see, all these kind of things. You were in khalwa, you were in privacy and so forth. So go then, iddat is compulsory upon you. Yes, if the husband didn't touch you at all, there was no privacy, there was no nothing, you didn't spend any time, you were in one city, one country, he was in another one, and you'll never spend any time together, then Quran says, فَمَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ إِدَّةٍ تَعْتَدُّونَ. But the way this question is phrased, remember that iddat will be compulsory.
Mufti, please advise to read Tasbih Fatima immediately after Salah or after the Sunnah Salah.
If you read the Ahadith of Mubarakah, you will find the word Dubur. So Dubur means, you understand, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, Inni uhibbuka ya Mu'az. Imagine. How Mu'az bin Jabal, a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram. He passed away in the 18th year of the Hijrah. He's buried there in Shuni, there in Jordan. I went to his Qabr Mubarak. His son is buried next to him. In the Ta'un Amwas, when the plague came and pandemic came. You see, this COVID was a plandemic and a scamdemic. That was the real one, and so forth. Thousands of people passed away. So nevertheless, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Mu'az, Inni uhibbuka ya Mu'az, I love you, O Mu'az. Imagine how Mu'az felt, you see. So what you must do, you must read fi duburi kulli salawat, that you must read in the ending of your salat, that Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, you assist me. Inni ala zikrika, to remember you. Wa shukrika, I must be grateful, thankful to you. Wa husni ibadatik, I must fulfill my duty with beauty. Open Mishkat Musnad Ahmad, Sahih Hadith. Now the word here, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah is Dubur. So ulama translated, muhaddisin translated, in the ending of your salat, before you make salam, you read the dua. Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Or after you make salam, then you read it. So if you study the ahadith in Musnad Ahmad, Kanzul Ummal, and Mishkat and all, so here also you will find that what we are doing, we Indians and Pakistanis and those, that we only read the tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33, 33, 34 times after Fajr, after Asr, that is not the Sunnah. After all five salats, you should read it. That is the Sunnah Mubarakah. And when should it be read? It should be read immediately after the first salat, not after the Sunnats of Zuhur or after the Sunnat and Witr of Isha or Sunnats of Maghrib. So that's a minority view. The majority view is immediately after the first salat. Last question, Mona.
Mufti Saab, lots of people are not paying for electricity. They use electricity but are connected illegally. Is this allowed? They say everyone is doing it and the government is stealing.
So everybody, every second person is committing zina, fornication. So we also must do that, Allah forbid. That is your thinking. So if one person, the government crooks, then you also must crook. Hadith in Tirmidhi, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكْ. You must not steal again when somebody else is stealing, you see. So there they mention in Tirmidhi. So story time, quick, now I have to rush for Fajr Salat. I got married and we went, right, to study. I had my final year left there in Karachi, Jamia Faruqia. Hazrat Maul Salimullah Khan Sahib, our Sheikh, Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, first part, we did all that, Tahawi also. Well, the big Sheikh he was. At that time, he was the biggest Sheikh in Pakistan, you see, in Hadith and that. Anyway, Nawwar Allah Umar Qadahu. So then we spent 3 days in the hotel there. So then I got the house right next to the madrasa. I'm the first tenant, brand new. They put in the plugs and all that. Shamim bhai. Shamim bhai, kiraya kitna hai? He said, 600 rupiah. I said, very good, I agree. So I told him that now you must give me this and all. They say, bhai, main to bahut bada engineer hu. I'm a big shot there in the council municipality. If anybody come and they tell that about electricity, you must say, Shamim bhai ka makan hai. I still remember his name. How many years ago? 45, 46 years ago. So anyway, you must remember. So he said that if main tar ko khenchta hu yahan se wahan tak. I said, bhai, main molvi hu. I don't believe in this. I am giving you 600 rupees for the rental and electricity. So illegal connection from those days already we know. You see, not only in South Africa. So they're crooks, you know, these people. So if 10 people are doing it in your street, so you say, I also must do it. It's haram, all these things. Yeah? Definitely not permissible. So when corruption goes, it doesn't work one way. It works two ways, you know. So remember that absolutely haram it is. If South African government is crook, so we must become crook. So if Allah asks you why you became crook, you say, ANC was crook, so I was crook. You think it will hold? So think properly what we're doing. Allah give tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.